Morning Show. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Affleck.
Jay Scott.
Tappity tap.
Emily Hayes.
Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm just not into it.
Well,
Mr. Poopy Pants.
Get ready. Here comes three men.
Poofy.
And a lady.
Who wants to be the first to volunteer to make a funny noise? Thank you, Evelyn, for your cooperation in this manner. Rich? That was funny. No sound effects of the work for Jay Scott.
I'm grumpy, Sammy!
We'll have to go with that. At 2 minutes after 7.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The moment you walk out the door this morning, you'll know how oppressive it is. It'll just hit you, just a wham. Heat advisory in effect for today. The heat index will be, I think, in the 105 to 108 range later on. Easy. High today, the actual high on the thermometer, 96. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side. You know the drill. Not every town gets one. But in this kind of heat, big heat produces big storms. Tomorrow, dangerous heat again with a heat index of 106 or higher. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Storms will be a little more numerous on Saturday with a 50-50 chance. That's decent. And then more scattered storms Sunday. Still, the oppressive heat continues. Right now this morning, I'm looking at the current conditions just coming in from the airport. Southwest winds 5, the humidity 89%, and the temperature 78 now with a dew point of 75. Wow, at 7:04.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If you had a mishap with your vehicle, and we know some folks who have, may I suggest Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB? Maybe you know about them, or maybe you have been meaning to check them out, but you just haven't had a chance to yet. Let me tell you, they're great folks because they're of their integrity and their thoroughness. They are so thorough because they're not just trying to take care of the damage you see, and we'll just gloss over that, and we'll take a shortcut here. No, they don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body is going to be very thorough about meticulously fixing your vehicle and then also detailing it before you pick it up. And that's why it's always a great experience to deal with Montgomery Paint and Body. And that's why I keep going back. I've been going back for more than 30 years now. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I just want to second everything that Rich Thomas just told you about MPB. Fantastic people.
Yeah.
705. See you next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour. Things look pretty good around the river region. We don't have any big problems for you. Traffic on the boulevard's pretty thick, so watch yourself around the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, everything looks great on I-65. If you're coming into town on I-85, we do see an accident between the Shorter and Tallahassee exits on I-85 southbound, so be careful in that area. The 31s look pretty good this morning. The traffic out of Wetumpka is starting to build up, so be careful around the river bridge and when you get down around the boulevard. School buses are out picking up kids, so be careful. Watch out for them as you head on into work this morning. Premier Place Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lindmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
It is 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Did I remember to give you a good news story?
I do have a good news story.
I had trouble getting it out because I'm in Facebook jail, and, they open my mail before they allow me to send it.
What?
Well, I thought it was funny.
Who likes good news?
Oh, I get it.
Good news,
I wasn't ready for that.
Good news, everyone. Good news, everyone.
Good news is...
Oh, bless it. I'm a little slow, not up to speed this morning.
Oh, just this morning.
Shut up.
It's Thursday.
Goes by on a Blur's Day.
But I wanted to get this out before I did the good news story that you gave me. I wanted to thank Russ Barrett for doing a great job yesterday for Kristen's surprise party. He and his mom are big fans of the show, so I said, tell them good morning. I walked in to set up for a party, and I said, I'm Emily from Blue Water Broadcasting, and he said, oh, twice a day, Emily. And I was like, ah. I looked at him and I was like, that? Really, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your nickname.
So the good news story.
Sales of a certain product in Millbrook are down like you wouldn't believe.
I know. He's having to close the store.
So a lot of folks have a cup of coffee with their dessert after a meal out, you know, go to dinner.
Sure.
They ask you if you want coffee, dessert, and all that stuff. And y'all were talking yesterday about how you cut off caffeine at a certain point.
After the morning, and you know I drink a lot here in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm done. There's no more caffeine for the day, and that includes Pepsis or anything like that.
Because you're afraid it'll keep you up.
Exactly.
So this new study out of Florida Atlantic University found there's no connection between drinking caffeine at night and having trouble falling asleep.
Oh, really?
Or staying asleep. So they wanted to find out what does affect people's sleep. The researchers found that when people smoked or vaped within 4 hours of bedtime, mm-hmm. the nicotine had a significant effect on their sleep. Alcohol had a negative effect too, although not as much as nicotine. Now, with all that being said, the researchers say it's not a license to start chugging coffee before bed because you might be more sensitive to caffeine than the average person. So make sure coffee at night doesn't affect you personally before you make it a part of your nightly ritual. And that's your good news, you coffee bean lovers.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
That was hard.
Why is it hard?
I'm tired.
These midweek parties.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Lord.
I jumped out of the good boy mode and
had a big time.
Yeah.
Not me. I was standing right next to a bar for an hour and a half last night, and I managed to behave.
Well, I'm glad.
Get home and get to bed at a reasonable time.
Everybody behaved. Good. I think I went to bed at a reasonable time.
Everything's good.
That part's fuzzy.
I was affected this morning that I got out of my regular mode.
Yeah. Maybe I could have slept some more.
I think that something that fits the good news category as well is the new item we have to give away on Fridays.
Yeah.
From Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the gooey the fries?
And the wings.
It's tailgate to go.
Tailgate to go.
And I'm working on making this possible through the entire upcoming football season.
That would be fantastic.
And everybody that calls during the week will be eligible for the drawing that will include this. And I'm bringing up the... I used to have it on Facebook, but I can't access it because I'm in Facebook jail.
Bad boy.
So here we go. This is the Tailgate to Go party package, a party tray of wings, chips, cheese, and salsa. That's their queso sauce. And a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. So that will be one of our Friday giveaway items. And to qualify, you just need to participate in the show at some point. Or call and say hello. Or report a wreck on the roads. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that inspires you, phone call to us. That's how you become eligible for that very special Emily segment at the end of the week. At the end of the prestigious 8 to 9 hour of this show. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. This is a test.
3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientists of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Actually, just one. Oh. And the idea, rocket scientist being, of course, satirical.
Oh.
And our first rocket scientist of the day is a woman in Washington named Jamie Biseglia. She had this great idea. This is what makes her a rocket scientist, right? I think I'm going to pose for a picture with an octopus on my face.
Why?
Well, that's why people make this feature. The question is,
Why?
I wasn't at that party, and I've... My hands are hungover today. So she found a small octopus in the water and put it on her face to pose for the picture, and it bit her.
Well,
it injected her with the poison it uses to stun prey. So this nitwit ends up in the ER.
Yeah.
She's on 3 antibiotics, still in terrible pain with swelling. And she was told by doctors this could last for months.
Oh, my gosh.
So the end quote here from Jamie, this was not a good idea. So
I've always told people, be careful with octopus.
Well, it's...
I'll never forget the day. I think it was in my backyard. You mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Here's Betty Jane.
Hi.
Oh, it's Letty Jane.
Letty Jane.
Hey, Letty, good morning.
Both of my producers are hard of hearing, so I apologize.
Most people do get it wrong anyway. So how are you this morning?
Oh, we're just fantastic. And how are you?
Great. And I am calling to tell your audience how good the pizza place was the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
That's awesome. And Emily was there with husband.
Two weekends ago, we went, and cool. I sent y'all pictures of it, because I was like, this place is fantastic.
Happy birthday, husband.
Yes.
And the crust, that crust on that thin crust, that was so crisp and good. I was really impressed with it.
Yes, and it's a nice place to sit and dine. And
yes, it is.
We're very, very excited to have them as part of what we're doing here on News Talk.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the good words, Letty Jane.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
We're going to do our very best with that at 7:14. I do not have a convoluted intro for you.
Oh, no.
That's never stopped you before.
I know, but...
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
I really... You don't like that feature.
No, I was just being... Just trying to say some entertaining stuff.
How did you get that he doesn't like the feature?
How did you come up with that?
That is not at all what I took away.
I was looking
sensitive.
At something new to the show.
He's so sensitive
that we could have. And I went to the boss and I said, I'd like to do a feature called "The Best Keister I Saw in the Streets Today." He said, "Well, no, I think." Yeah. Women might find that very misogynistic and sexist. And I said, what makes you think it's a woman?
you don't want to be in radio jail.
No, I certainly don't. Facebook is enough. It is 7:15. Get your recording and note-taking devices handy, because Random Facts is coming up. We follow that with a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And just by the word of the men who enjoyed those ribeyes, which were $6.72 a pound.
I know.
Yeah, that's a great price. And that's what you pay at Food Outlet. If you're paying $12 or $13.99 a pound at a chain grocery store, you are wasting your money. And your parents will yell at you for that. Here's your local news. Let's dance.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it's all been cleaned up. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire. It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning. You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
And now.
Nice Hawaiian punch.
Sure.
I want a do-over.
You should do have a do-over, because none of our mics were on.
Mulligan.
I'm just really mad at myself.
Don't.
I can't do it because it was out of hand clap. It's too late. It's too late to turn back now, as the Cornelius brothers and Sister Rose once said.
I believe I'm falling in love.
If you remind me, I'll do it tomorrow. It was good. Okay, it was last second. It would have sounded great if I had just put the microphone on. Radio 101, idiot.
It's that whole jail time.
Can I go smoke while you're doing this? I gotta.
All right, Facebook boy.
You.
You know what? I can get even with you for that. Remember that little jingle you love so much?
Oh my God! I haven't thought about that since the last time I was in jail.
He keeps pushing.
I know, he's incorrigible.
Yeah, if you go to smoke, you'll miss some air disasters.
Oh, no, I'm staying here.
Did you know? It's actually a near disaster, I guess. In 1987, Finnair Flight AY915.
What? Pan Air?
Finnair. Finn.
You know, like where the atmosphere is really a...
Finn,
like Finland.
Yes.
Yeah. Not thin, as in thick or thin.
No, Finn.
I thought you said Thin Air Airlines.
Anyway, Finnair.
Yes, 1987, Finnair Flight AY915 from Tokyo to Helsinki.
Oh, Helsinki.
Was targeted by Soviet missile near Svalbard. The crew saw a rocket rising near their flight path at cruising altitude of the plane. It turned straight towards the plane. It exploded 20 seconds before hitting the plane with 219 people on board.
And did this not get publicity at the time?
I've never heard of this.
I don't know this.
Before. Of course, we all know what happened with Korean Flight 007.
And the KLA,
Yes, this happened in 87, but in 2014, Finnish media reported a claim by two of the flight's pilots that the Soviet Union fired a missile at the aircraft, which exploded less than 30 seconds before impact. The allegations came out only in September of 2014, when the leading Finnish daily newspaper published an extensive article on the matter. The Finnish Broadcasting Corporation reported on the article in the internet the same day. When the matter came out, it caused outrage in Finland among those politicians and civil servants. to whom it should have been reported at the time, and it was widely publicized and commented upon in the Finnish media amidst allegations of Finlandization. The alleged incident has been compared to other similar incidents involving the Soviet Union, such as the Aero Kaleva in 1940, Aero Flight 902 and 62, Korean Airlines Flight 902 and 78, mm-hmm. Korean Airlines Flight 007 in 1983.
Yeah, brought that one down, yeah.
Yeah. The co-captain said that the Finnair pilots decided to speak out on the matter after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 had been shot down in the Ukraine in July of 2014.
They've done that one on air disasters on the Smithsonian Channel.
Which they've taken away from me for now a month.
You're in Smithsonian Channel jail?
Yes, I am, because they're having a DirecTV dispute. You know, one of those money things.
Tell them you want that money refunded.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's my money. I want it now. Did you know?
Cash now. J.P. Wentworth.
Capable of Mach 2, the MiG-21 was the most produced supersonic jet aircraft in aviation history and still serves many nations 6 decades after its maiden flight. 60 years after its maiden flight. It is also it was also very cheap. In fact, the F-4 Phantom's cost was several times higher than the MiG-21.
Because the MiG was made by Russian kind of not concentration camp labor, but you get what you're paid, what the Russian government decides to pay you. So, yeah, it's cheaper.
By the way, just a little side story. You remember when Tyndall Air Force Base was destroyed by Hurricane Michael?
Yes.
On October 10th. Not only did the government decide to rebuild Tyndall, yesterday they announced the F-35s are going to Tyndall in 2023, roughly the same time, isn't it?
We're supposed to get them here.
Yeah, I think about the same time.
I think it is, you're right.
That's a very expensive plane to make, yep. But you want the best available people to be assembling those.
So happy that Tyndall is going to come back.
That is good news.
Did you know about UVB-76?
No, about UB-40.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm familiar with.
UVB-76 is a strange radio station.
It's a beautiful random fact.
This radio station has been broadcasting numbers from Russia since 1973.
Russia.
It's one of those. It's one of the. It's one of those Russian number stations. I don't know if you ever heard of those before.
Yeah, I think they're going country
so many
though.
It's an awful lot of Russian facts.
So what numbers? Russian, you mean it's facts. Like code?
Just random numbers. Yeah. UVB-76, also known as the buzzer, is the nickname given to radio listeners to a shortwave radio station that broadcasts on the frequency 4625 kilohertz. It broadcasts a short, monotonous buzz tone, repeating at a rate of approximately 25 tones per minute, 25 hours a day. Sometimes the buzzer signal is interrupted and a voice transmission in Russian takes place. The first reports were made of a station on this frequency in 1973.
Huh. How did they do in the book? Do you know?
Yeah, I've never understood what the number stations were, but
it's code, right? It's,
I guess, but for what?
I mean, aren't they transmitting to some other, like, spies or something? I mean,
I'm guessing so. I really don't know. Apparently, number stations exist all over. Cuba has several you can pick up in South Florida.
Greg, did you ever work at the buzzer?
No. No, I never worked at the buzzer.
Mornings were really hot. We got your number.
Here's our number one. Here's our number one song.
Did you know one of the healthiest fast food chains is Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, based on calories, it is one of the healthiest.
Yeah, so many options. I mean, it can be the worst for you as well. But
somewhere in this big pile of crap here is a story that lists the top 10 highest calorie options at restaurants that are around the country, franchises and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what those...
Do you want to hand it to me?
Well, it's somewhere...
I got to find it first.
That's what I was just...
Oh, she's saying she'll go through that.
Oh.
Unless there's... Maybe I shouldn't.
I want to make sure the pictures are out of there before.
The ones he got smuggled into Facebook.
On my vacation in Millbrook.
Oh, Lord. Never mind.
I was in Millbrook, Georgia recently.
Millbrook, Georgia.
Can we have a not Russian random fact?
I hope. I think it's postcard-like, isn't it?
Oh, are you kidding?
This next random fact comes from MeTV.
MeTV, one of my favorite channels.
I was going to say, it's a station you live on.
Now, this one's out of Chicago, though. The MeTV station that's out of Chicago.
Okay.
The Beverly Hillbillies theme song once had extra verses.
Oh, really? The album cut?
Well, they were used to promote... What was it? Cereal and cigarettes.
Is that right?
Corporate sponsor.
Now I have a copy here, and I haven't heard this.
Oh, the extra words.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Hang on. If this plays.
Now come along and visit with the Clampett family as they take you to their mansion in the hills of Beverly. When they do, you'll run into a friend of theirs you've met. That good old friend with filter Flint, Winston Cigarette.
Wow, they stuck in the Winston logo. Wow. So.
Look, I know, and Winston, I don't think they'd show it, but I remember Andy Griffith, and there's shows where he lights up.
He's smoking cigarettes, yeah.
He's with Aunt B and Opie, and Andy whips one out and lights it up,
right?
Which you would never see today.
Right.
He'd have every group in the, secondhand smoke and all the rest of it. But... He would light one that they did spots at the end of the show. He did endorsed a couple of things, and he'd light up a cigarette. Is it good?
Here's another one.
Yeah.
I come along and visit with the Clampett family as they learn the simple pleasures of the hills of Beverly. That includes the products of your sponsor of the week, the cereals of Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
You're kidding.
E-double-L-O-double-good Kellogg's best to you.
Just picturing Seinfeld doing that every week.
That's so interesting.
In the video, it shows them driving in Beverly Hills, and like the Winston thing, you passed a Winston billboard, and then they zoomed in on it, and that's the thing. Same thing here with the Kellogg's. Wow. It passed a Kellogg's billboard.
They pay extra for that, huh?
See, I thought you meant extra verses, as in there were extra verses of the song itself, not for a sponsorship thing. Because the Fresh Prince of Bel Air has an extra verse.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free.
Excuse me. I'm flipping through here looking for something.
I thought you were doing something like the Clampets were doing.
Roll my own. No, I was looking for... when Susan Woody was on the show, God rest her soul, we had a Beverly...
Don't ever leave the show, Emily.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'm shocked.
I had I was hanging onto that line, and I got exactly the reaction I wanted. Now she's history. She's
alive and well, for those who are curious. But yeah, she's not on the show anymore. Huh. Oh, man.
Ooh, it's a cruel cheese slice.
thanks. Nice, Jay.
Yeah. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. Did you know about a place called Vulcan Point? Vulcan Point, and you got to follow me on this. It's almost like I need a chart to tell you.
Okay.
It is an island within a lake.
Okay.
The lake is on a volcano.
Uh-huh.
That sits within a lake that is on an island.
Wait a minute, you've done something like this before. I remember one like this before.
So here's the little Vulcan, right? We'll make it a box. It's an island in a lake. right?
Yeah, so then make a lake.
I'm making a lake.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
Now that's...
It's real nice, Clark.
That's in a volcano.
Now, so volcano, right?
Right. Yeah. Or what we're doing here.
This is the top of the volcano.
Yeah. The volcano...
Yeah.
Sits on an island.
I mean, I'm no Bob Ross, but I'm flipping trying here.
It sounds like one of these things you get in an IQ test.
Right.
It's like, on an island, the volcano.
Yeah, the volcano is on an island.
Okay.
That is in a lake.
Like, how long does it take to get there?
Okay. There we go. Look at that. Look. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Man, I suck.
Okie dokie.
Just imagine a big lake that has an island in it. That island is a volcano, and in that volcano is another lake that has another island within it.
I would let Greg take a picture of my drawing to post it on Facebook for all of you to see, but he can't use Facebook right now.
Actually, that looks like a bedhead board with...
Oh, my God. Jeez.
And within that lake, there's a hole in the bottom of that lake. Where sits a log, and a frog sits on top of the log. Remember the whole song?
Big John. Big Bad John.
You remember that song? There's a...
It's 7:33.
I don't remember.
There's a hair on the wart on the frog on the log. On the
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Blue Ice Chicole.
Did you know the Cuban Capitol building, which is called El Capitolio...
You know, I would have made that up and been right.
Yeah.
What's the name of the house? El Capitolio.
El Capitolio. It has a size of 681 by 300 feet. Its design, although it's often compared to that of the United States Capitol, I'll try and get a picture up here for you.
Yeah.
It is not a replica of it. It is similar to that in Washington, D.C., but... It is a meter higher, a meter wider, and a meter longer.
They wanted to, one-upsman.
The other hand, from Aerial America, I learned that the Capitol building in Arkansas is a replica.
A replica, yeah.
Of the D.C. Capitol building, yes.
Huh. Okay.
Did you know Chinese checkers is neither a variation of checkers or from China?
Oh.
Is it from Japan?
Nope, it's from German. It's originally a German game known as Sternhalma. The American name was to keep up with the trend of interest in Oriental imports at the time of its release.
Oh, gosh. Like Haagen-Dazs coming from Boston.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, man.
Did you know the North American Cooperative Utility Conglomerate? I guess that would be North American Co-Utility Conglomerate.
Okay.
They launched a subscription streaming music service in New York City.
Uh-huh.
In 1922.
We did this before.
Wired Radio Incorporated used electrical wires to deliver music to customers' homes.
Isn't that wild?
This eventually morphed into the Muzak background music service for businesses.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know how Muzak used to be delivered, right? In the subcarrier of regular radio stations? Did you know that?
Like, no.
100,000-watt radio stations in various cities would have a little subcarrier, and that's how stores got Muzak.
It wasn't piped in or wired in?
It wasn't wired in. It came over the air.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't
know
that.
This man knows everything.
I mean, I learn a lot just from showing up here every day.
It's like sitting with the Richard of Oz.
The Richard of Oz. Did you know, here, going back to air disasters, at least 2 fatal air accidents have been caused by wasps.
Well, I haven't seen that episode on the Smithsonian Channel yet.
Aerial wasps.
Are you talking about white Anglo-Saxon pilots or what?
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. I don't know.
Or the thing with the stinger.
Probably
the stinger thing.
September 12th, 1980, Florida Commuter Airlines Flight 65 crashed en route to Freeport, Bahamas, killing all 34 passengers and crew. The cause was determined to be due in part to a malfunctioning airspeed indicator caused by mud dauber nests that were improperly cleared from the aircraft's pilot tubes. That's a component which measures outside air pressure through small tubes on the outside of the aircraft and displays this as the plane's speed.
Believe it or not, you know, when they do the forensics on this, and it's amazing to watch how they come up with the cause.
Right.
Because they're dealing with basically a pile of debris.
It's puzzles.
Yeah. But by solving those, they have prevented so many other situations from ever happening. And that's why flying is so safe.
Yep.
There hasn't been a crash caused, you know, passenger plane crash in the United States for a long time now.
I feel much better in an airplane, and I've been in a few this year.
One of the first comments says that one came out of the glare shield dashboard of an airplane I was flying as soon as I applied takeoff power. That was a very quickly aborted takeoff.
Well, you never know. I mean, they could. You could. What if the cockpit got stormed? You know, somehow they built a nest in a place
like your grill.
Yeah, and they're on you in an instant.
Yeah,
and I'm running for the pool.
It's amazing.
And finally, did you know that it took 5 hours to start up an oil-fired, steam-driven warship in the 1940s?
Ours or theirs?
I don't know.
Steam-powered warship. But I can see that in 1800s, but...
Oops, forgot I had my volume on.
Come and listen to
a lot of that going around here this morning.
Come and listen to a story.
Too many parties.
This is... called Raising Steam, A76. This looks like one of those films they would show you in school.
Yeah.
A naval instructional film produced for the Admiralty by the British Foundation Pictures Limited.
Oh, boy. Rated PG-13.
Admiralty Official Crown Copyright Reserved. So, yeah, this was probably for a British warship.
You have to do, like, the announcer guy voice from that time. They all had the same kind of...
Now the job's done, she's ready to sail again. Funnels are covered, boilers are cold, but soon steam must be raised. Stores, equipment, and all the 101 necessities of a fully commissioned ship are brought aboard. Not forgetting a good supply of ammunition. Just in case... Hello? Who's this? A Wren dispatch rider.
Wait a minute, it's about to get good.
You're right.
Don't give away the ending.
Pacino walks in.
They're just handing it over.
It's a signal for the captain.
Hoo-ah!
So the officer of the bay takes it below to his shore cannon.
Anyway, yeah, that's what that is. So.
Sounds like...
Yes, exactly. Oh, women,
know your limits.
And those are all of your random facts.
Sorry, it took so long. Do you have a single cat fact on International Cat Day?
No.
I'm going to take care of that when we come out of this break.
Well, I appreciate it.
He had aerial facts, a lot of aerial facts.
Yeah, lots of Russian facts.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
We're going to answer that question this afternoon on Happy Hour. But where do you go for roof replacement or repair? There's really, in this town, with a track record that goes back almost 80 years, that would be Jones Brothers. In that particular business, and in a town this size, if somebody was not doing right by their customers, it would get known, and they'd be out of business quick. Jones Brothers has lasted this time, and now they can show you, as opposed to, you know, any number of years ago, they can show you on their website not only the guarantee they offer, but examples of how they fix situations to please the customer. That's important to them, because they want every single person happy with the job done. They also offer other services that could be great for your home, including replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient. They do a great job on installations, too. Jones Brothers can help you if you've got a little bit of a leak issue. They can seal that. If the water damages the paint in a ceiling in one of the rooms in your house, they can come out and address that as well. So these are the people you want. Next time you need roof replacement repair, you want to add a screened-in patio and everything in between, call 800-264-8009 or visit jbroof.com. All right, we're ready to go with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we had an audio daily double.
Yep.
You know the sound that it makes.
I know. No, we had an audio daily double with the Beverly Hillbillies. Name the two sponsors that we played. Name the two that you heard in the extra lyrics?
I'll tell you what, I'll be really surprised if somebody can name both.
It's a long time ago.
I know. I mean, that was like 15 minutes ago.
I think they can do it.
272-9228, should you venture a guess.
I have faith in them.
Yay!
Well, the phone's ringing,
it's
so
Jay.
Let's visit the traffic dungeon and find out what's going on outside.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, and traffic is busy this morning. Be careful around the boulevard. Look out around the intersections because there's a lot of folks out there rolling with you. If you're on the interstates, we're still up at a speed limit right on I-85. On I-65, prepare to slow down as you approach the downtown area. Speaking of downtown, Bainbridge Street is closed between Madison Avenue and Monroe Street until noon today for some construction. You'll have to work your way around that closure. If you're rolling into town on the 31s, just be careful. There's a big crowd coming out of Wetumpka, and it's slow around the Redland Road traffic light and when you get down around the boulevard. School zones are now in effect, so watch out for the kids in the buses. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
All right, I think Jessica wants to answer.
Jessica.
Present.
Hey.
Present.
I love it. Perfect. I love that.
Perfect. Perfect. Wait till Malaki hears that.
Yeah, that's funny. Gosh, we should give her a prize just for that, don't you think?
How about a cheese slice?
How about a listener cheese slice?
A listener cheese slice. All right. We'll have a listener cheese slice.
Well,
category.
What about it, Jessica? What are the two sponsors named in those extra lyrics?
Winston's and Kellogg's.
You got it.
Absolutely. Yay.
I am so impressed.
We had all five lines lit for that.
You know why? Because the routine is back to school.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised. And
everybody's in the car this hour.
But given the amount of distraction we had during Random Facts,
yeah.
It was all fun. And all that Russian stuff. I'm still impressed. So, Jessica, you have won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, which you can redeem in 1.5 times a day Millbrook or in the preferred community west of Highway 31, or maybe I'll see you at Coliseum Boulevard some Sunday morning. Hang on. Jay's going to get you jammed.
Wait, look at all those calls.
Well, let's say hello.
Hi.
Susie.
Hey.
Hey, Susie.
Hi, we got a winner, but guess what? You're qualified for grand prize drawing on Friday.
Does that include this?
It now includes the tailgate to go package from Baumhauer.
Hey, let's see how sharp you are. What is the healthiest fast food chain, according to the study?
Taco Bell.
You're right.
You got it.
You're right.
Yes.
Hey, but I'm the one that answered the other.
The what?
What?
I'm sorry?
No, we had a winner.
Oh, yeah, we already got a winner.
Yeah, we just want to say hello and thank you.
Try again tomorrow.
But I'm the one that answered it.
You're the one that answered it. Well, unfortunately, we took the other caller first. But, you're the one that... Did you... I'm confused.
No, this is Susie.
Okay, this is Susie. Jessica won.
Yeah, the original question was the Beverly Hillbillies thing, and we took Jessica on that one, and she got it right, and we just wanted to talk to everybody else who was still on the line.
We were just saying hi to you.
Yeah.
You came in second.
You don't hate us now, do you?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Please don't be bitter and resentful. It's such a waste of life. Huey.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. I heard I'm slow on the fingers today, but y'all are doing an outstanding job, and I'm enjoying the show.
Well, we appreciate
it. Thank you, man.
Thanks for staying on the line. Thank you.
And maybe you'll get lucky on Friday. And on top of that, you might win the tailgate.
You can't even say it.
Shush. Tailgate to go. Prize from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And that's a party-sized tray of wings, gooey fries, Dallin Red Diamond iced tea, and chips and salsa, that whole package. And we'll draw for that Friday morning just before 9 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Dangerous heat again today. In fact, the difference between yesterday and today is we have a heat advisory in effect from the National Weather Service. You'll see that on your weather app. Every watch your warning in effect. It will be right there on your weather app, and get it on your phone or tablet today. Heat index today, 105 to 108. The high today, 96, with scattered showers and storms becoming a little bit more numerous, scattered across the area this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side. Big heat produces big storms. Low tonight, 76. Tomorrow, dangerous heat again, with a heat index over 106. Scattered afternoon storms. Storms a little bit more numerous, I think, by Saturday. A 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday. Right now this morning, with a dew point of 75. Ouch! The temperature is 78, with mostly clear skies at 747.
Thanks, Rich. Perhaps you would like to experience the miracle of LASIK. But step one, which costs nothing, it's free, takes just a few minutes out of your day, you can do it on a lunch break, is to call 272-2020, see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye. There, they can quickly diagnose whether or not your vision issue can be corrected with a LASIK procedure. This is a practice that's been around since the end of World War II, so their customer service is top-notch, and they've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in America, right here in Montgomery. They live here. They're not fly-by-nights. So you're in the best possible hands. And the price has become increasingly affordable with the passing of time and the improvements in technology. So call them. Step one, though, is to find out if it'll work for you. And that goes to 272-2020. Or you can go for further research on your own part to onlinemep.com. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. We got Fox Business here, and then we're back, and I'm not sure what we're doing next. It could be somebody wants to talk to us?
Valerie would, yes.
Okay. Hey, Valerie.
Hi. Y'all were talking yesterday about the food challenge, and I'm a truck driver, and there's a big Texan restaurant out in Texas.
Oh, the food. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
The meal consists of a shrimp cocktail, a baked potato, a salad with rolling butter, and a 72-ounce steak, and you have to eat it within an hour.
Yeah, one of those things stood out. That was the 72-ounce steak. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
When Greg had left yesterday, we were talking about the pizza place and their big pizza. And
Oh my God.
We said they should make a food challenge out of that. And that's when the topic of, hey, where's a food challenge at? And then, so we started talking about food challenges.
Right. 72-ounce steak. Whoa.
That's a big steak.
I could get the shrimp cocktail down.
That's about the size of what we saw at Emily's reception.
Yes. It was huge.
What?
I don't know.
Roast beef?
I think that came from an animal that has Saurus as a last name.
I know I would have to starve myself for a week to probably try to eat that.
I think it would just put your stomach through too much, your system through too much, you know?
There could be
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
That. Are you going to try that sometime?
Not me.
Okay.
No, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for the call. 750.
Disney's quarter was weaker than a year ago, but Disney also unveiled its plans for a streaming bundle of Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu for $12.95 a month to launch in November. Lindsay Bell of CFRA says investors may have to wait a while to see the benefit of Disney's new streaming plans.
The only concern for the near term is this is a stock that's up 30% year to date, right? And, Bob Iger also made the comment on his call that it's going to take a couple of years for those streaming services to turn around, just like Netflix and some of the others.
Arizona Iced Tea is getting into the cannabis.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. You love 80s night at the club because your dance moves, hair, and clothes are retro stylish, rather than being sad and pathetic.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravinaVillage.com.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravinaVillage.com today.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got something interesting. I'm going to challenge you guys and everybody listening. Because a study was done to determine... We all worry about stuff, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They did a study at Penn State to figure out what percentage of the stuff that we worry about actually comes to be true.
Ooh, you're looking at me, I bet. I'm a worry guy. I'm a worry guy.
You worry about everything. I mean, when the weather can be dangerous, you worry.
Yeah.
This was a study done with people who suffer from general anxiety disorder.
Oh. I worry about that.
If I'd known that, I would have never brought this up. So, try and categorize a percentage, the things you worry about, and how much of that actually comes
to pass. It's never as bad as I first make it out to be. Yeah.
I have gotten better with that with time and all of that. But
Take medication for it.
It's a very interesting thing. Well, you know, but that's like, that all it does is throw a blanket over it. You know, it's...
I have general anxiety, and I have medication that I take as needed.
You have Admiral anxiety?
Admiral Akbar. What?
By the way, you said today is CBD Day, right?
It is. Today is National CBD Day.
But you might want to talk to them at the CBD store about that.
At the CBD store?
Yes. They sponsor the afternoon show. And Jay sent me that little fact sheet today about National CBD Day.
Oh,
No, behind you. I'm sorry.
Behind you.
Wow, we are, we have a situation going on here.
Please confirm two parents were in a dispute outside of Blount Elementary School.
they've been taken into custody. Just for those of you tuning in, there's breaking news.
This is at one of the newer schools in Montgomery. Apparently Blunt Elementary School off of Ray Thorington.
We had a call about this, and our policy with a call on a situation like this is to confirm it.
Is to not put it on the air and just blatantly. So we did some checking, and now apparently there are several emergency vehicles, and some people are in custody. Mm-hmm. So
two parents were in a dispute.
Yeah. And they're going to settle it. They're going to set a good example for the kids at the school by shooting each other in the parking lot.
At an elementary school.
And the school is on lockdown. The students are safe. The police responded swiftly and took those two folks into custody.
Again, this is Blunt Elementary School in Montgomery on lockdown.
It's another SMH
is the
moment.
Second day of school, third day of school?
Yeah.
Let's be
ridiculous.
Grateful now that we know that it was between a dispute and not some crazed maniac looking to take out.
Exactly.
If there's one silver lining in a story like that, I'll get back to National CBD Day.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. That's important. Yeah. Because there's a ton of emergency equipment out there, and we want to let people know what that is all about. I can't wait to find out what the dispute was about and who was involved.
Yeah,
it should be interesting. 7:57. Everybody that listens or calls, everybody that listens should be teaming up with Don Duncan. Our first Predictathon is 3 weeks from tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, it is. In the meantime, they're there to help take care of the needs of your car. Now, we always talk during the summer, you don't want to have a breakdown with your vehicle that could have been avoided with just basic maintenance. And you certainly don't want to have that happen. Now that the school year has begun, on the way to school, with kids in the car and so forth, it's good to get in the routine with having them use their state-of-the-art diagnostics and certified technicians to keep your car in good working order. And they got three locations to take care of you, including new tires when you need them. You get the best price at Don Duncan. They do straight, factory straight delivery because they've eliminated the middleman. Don worked very hard to establish those relationships. And you get a wholesale price on the tire and installation by the very best in the business for your convenience in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's and 408 Madison downtown. You work for the government. They'll be glad to take you back to your job or house. Whatever you need, just let them know what it takes to facilitate the service on your vehicle. And on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon at 7:57.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your morning traffic, and we see our usual delay on I-65 southbound. Be careful if you're headed out of the Prattville area towards Montgomery. Once you clear that, everything looks pretty good. I-85 doesn't have any delays. The Boulevard's busy, but we don't have any backups or anything to worry about. And the 31s are really busy this morning. Be careful if you're coming in, especially out of the Wetumpka area. School zones are now in effect, so watch out for the kids in the buses. Remember, your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Collision Center is looking for an auto body technician that is ICAR certified with 3 years auto body experience. If interested, please call Russell at Reinhardt Collision Center, 334-213-1216. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.